This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about how God is calling you to greater. I was studying in the Old Testament where the Israelites find themselves once again in trouble. And this time they were under attack by the Midianites, who stole their cattle and destroyed their crops and nearly brought them to starvation. After years of this suffering, the Israelites finally cried out to God for help, and God chose Gideon to save them. Now, here's a look at Gideon's circumstances when God called him to this task. First, when the angel of the Lord appeared before him, Gideon was found below ground hiding from the Midianites. So he didn't seem like this qualified general ready to attack his enemy. Second, among all of the clans, Gideon's clans was the weakest. He's also considered the least among his family members. And finally, Gideon's father worshiped the idol Baal. So Gideon didn't appear to come from a line of believers either, yet God still chose him. And sometimes we know that God is calling us to take on something greater, but we ignore the calling because we apply our own reasoning. We're not the most qualified. We lack influence. We lack resources. The list goes on and on. What is God pulling at your heartstrings to do that you continue to put off? Let us cling to these words for the courage to take action. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For your Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, leave your comfort for your miracle.